Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Joyce. My name is Marianne King, and I have called there probably about at least five times on five different occasions. And today I spoke with Sheila, who assured me that you would get back to me this afternoon. I have a $67.32 refund coming via email check to my email, and we have not seen that yet. It should have been here about a week ago, if not longer. And it is a refund. My case number is, my name is Mary Ann King. My husband's name is Stephen, and it's under his name.
Okay.
My case number is KC021. Originally having spoken with Thomas about this. And I need to, that was supposed to be transacting today, and I'm not seeing it happen yet.
Okay, let me start out by getting your zip code, please, so I can
N
locate this account.
98264.
I do thank you for that. And you said your last name was King?
King, KING.
All right, give me one second. Let me see if I can locate this account that's associated with you. I did find it
Thank you.
under a Steven.
Yes.
All right. For security purposes, could you please verify that address for me?
916 Barnhart Road, Linden, Washington, 98264.
All righty. I do thank you for that. Give me one second while I open up this account. All righty, and let me see. Yes, I do see that they did submit a request in today to have a e-check issued to you because evidently for some odd reasons, the regular way that they issued a refund, it kept blocking it.
Yes, and so they said they were just going to send an e-check.
Yes, ma'am.
And they said
Now,
this weeks ago.
oh my goodness. Well, for some odd reason, I don't know why it kept failing the regular way that they tried to issue you a refund.
On my credit card.
They were unable to actually refund you the regular way. It seems like every time they tried to issue it, it failed. The refund of it was failed. Now, you did speak with someone today, and I see the agent made notation of it and that they would submit the refund to be requested for you to be refunded to you by e-check. When those refunds from e-check, he put in a request to corporate, and now it may take a little while longer than the normal 3 to 5 business days before you will receive that e-fund of an e-check, but it will be submitted back to you.
The
Yes, ma'am.
problem is they did this weeks ago. They submitted to send the e-check weeks ago, and I keep getting the same message every time. So what you're telling me was told to me weeks ago, and I keep checking to see if it's come, and my concern is that maybe it went to spam or something, and that's why I just keep checking to make sure that it has not yet been sent. So my
Doesn't
concern is that what you're telling me was told me by a representative weeks ago.
Right. I do see when you first called in, which was May the 31st, that the refund, they offered you the refund of $67.32.
I'm glad you have record.
And I wonder why it did not. They ask you,
and then
when you call back in on June the 2nd, they ask for a refund. Advise agent to process the refund, and they verify your email. They ask to verify your email.
Yep.
You have actually called back again on June the 6th. And they said it would take anywhere from 5 to 10 days before it will be sent.
Yep. And I called again today.
Yeah, and they said they advise you to check both your spam and inbox folder.
But my question is, has it yet been sent? And now, apparently, according to you, it has not.
Well, I don't know, because we're only the third-party call center. So when those when we request a refund via e-check, that goes straight to corporate. Now, that would be totally
what is
from
the,
corporate.
What is the email address I will be looking for?
The email address that they actually sent it back to would be, and it's STEMA.
No, not my address. What is the address I'll be receiving from?
Now, that I don't know, because by us being the third-party call center, I have no idea what it would come from. It will be
more than likely
that you should look for. And
I know, and I'll have to know what that is,
because
I get a lot of spam.
Exactly, because
stuff.
It would be actually, oh my goodness, I have no idea what that link would
well,
be.
Well, I'm going
to
need
see if I can transfer you to a supervisor, and maybe they can locate it and see what the link would be for you to look for to receive that email.
Thank you.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
You're more than welcome.
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm just putting some notations.
Are you still
there?
Okay.
Yes, I'm giving me 1 second. I'm making some notations before I transfer.
Wonderful.
You, okay?
Thank
I'm
you.
Still here. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
All righty, Ms. King, I'm going to transfer you to a supervisor, and maybe they can assist you better with that.
Is this a supervisor that works directly with the company?
It's one of the supervisors here, but they would have better luck in actually giving you the information that you need than I do, because I don't see anything, and I'm not quite sure what it would be for you to look for in that e-check. So I'm quite sure they can look at it better than I can. Advise
Thank
them that you. That you are Mrs. King, because the account is listed under your husband's name, but please advise him that you are his wife, okay, and you're seeking that information.
Thank you.
I do thank you for calling customer support. I thank you, and please have a great evening, okay? Give
thank
me
you.
One
you
second,
too.
And you will hear a brief hold, and someone will pick up soon, okay?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.